You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Thanks for joining us on TV Tangents today. You have come here in the middle of my binge of Dallas.
Yeah.
Someone's still making me watch Dallas.
I'm making you watch it, and it's turned into the best thing ever.
I can't stop watching it. I can't not watch it. I see it everywhere I look. It's just Dallas, Dallas.
Yeah, and we want to live like the Ewing, so we're just all about it.
We're in season two, right?
Yes.
And everything is starting to get super crazy.
Super, super crazy.
Like Lucy doing drugs.
Lucy... just straight up, her friends were like, hey, you should take this. It helps me something, something.
Mm-hmm. And it now, makes you be cool and at parties.
These girls have this stuff like in foil. I was like, oh my God, what's happening here? What year is it? What are they doing?
And it's just like some rich dude who's selling her drugs. She goes yeah. to like the store and buys like a $300 gold necklace and tries to pawn it, and she walks in that pawn shop and I'm like, girl, you ain't gonna get that much money for that. I already know that. He offers her like $50 for it.
Yep. And she takes it. She's mm-hmm. all because mm-hmm.
she buys it on her credit card because she doesn't have cash.
Yep.
Because she's trying to get cash for it. But ask grandpa for cash.
The girl too that gives her the drugs in the beginning, not only does she tell her it'll cheer her up, but it could also help her lose weight because that's how she's doing it. I'm like, oh my God.
So this is
a weight loss drug that then somehow turned into like, hey,
because Lucy's sad because it turned out that her boyfriend was gay.
Yeah. So that episode is crazy. Like, she literally was engaged at this point. And this guy, I was watching this and I remember, you know, I'm thinking it's been 8 years since I watched Dallas the last time. And I thought, okay, I kind of remember this. And they're sitting around, they go to a bar. And a guy walks over.
As soon as
over,
he saw that dude, I knew.
I knew right away. I knew. Like, he comes over and they just gave each other the look. And they're like, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, snap.
And I was like, wait, what year is it?
Right.
Can you do that on TV?
Right. And then I was like, totally. Well, then they go home and then they have the sex because he thinks that's going to mm-hmm. change things. Mm-hmm. And then because he realizes it doesn't, instead of telling Lucy, he goes to Bobby.
Yeah.
And talks to him. Apparently everyone knows Bobby is like the most understanding person on the planet
because
everyone goes to him with their problems.
Sue Ellen and everybody.
Yeah. And this this Texas guy just cracks me up. He's all like, Bobby, I'm homosexual. And I was like, oh, snap. He just said it just like that. And then Bobby's like, well, then, I mean, like, didn't even miss a beat. Then why are you doing this to Lucy?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing about, you know, and I'm like, again, this is like 1980. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And so he,
but then
you know,
JR is like, you're just going to marry her
mm-hmm.
and things are never going to change. So you're just going to get through it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do about
JR
it.
JR literally says people marry homosexuals all the time.
Yes.
He said that. It was all like,
JR doesn't bat an eye about it. He's just like, oh yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing in my world.
Yeah.
Just marry her. It's the 80s and nothing's ever going to change.
And JR's all about people marrying into other power and more money.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's all about
status.
Because
that's what he did.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly who he is. So he doesn't care. He's just
and
like,
it's so sad for Lucy because she loves him.
She's real broken
and
up.
He loves her too.
Mm-hmm. And then she tells her family. She tells the rest of the family that it was just like it didn't work out.
They had a fight. Yeah.
And so it was all sad for her because she's just like, but yeah. Then she kind of took her a while to get over it because it was.
And I'm just gonna jump around. I can't go in order. But
me neither,
Sue Ellen tried to kiss Bobby. Or she did kiss Bobby.
She did kiss Bobby.
She's a psychopath.
Don't you think it's weird, too, in general, on Dallas, that everybody seems to think it's normal to kiss other people on the lips that aren't their spouse? That actually happened early on, too. I swear it was in season one, with JR and Pam. And, like,
what?
Lucy encouraged it because she was kind of a stirrer at the time. And she's like, don't you want to give her, like, a kiss or whatever? And Bobby's even just like, yeah.
Oh,
and I'm like, and he kisses her.
They're a weird family.
And
they're
so, yeah, Sue Ellen kisses him because she's all like, why couldn't I have met you first?
She's trying to get with Bobby, and he just stands there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I guess this is happening right now.
That's her kiss, yeah. And I was like, this is really weird.
But
let's talk about how Sue Ellen drinks profusely whilst pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing happens to the baby, thank God. Swish.
Oh,
and
excuse your beer.
Excuse my beer. And the fact that, like her doctor is like, Sue Ellen, you have got to stop drinking.
Because she was on her way to the doctor. She gets to the doctor's office. She's getting out of the car. She takes a swig first.
Yeah.
Goes in. And then she's surprised that the doctor knows that she had a drink on her way.
And she's like, I just drink to calm my nerves. And like, she's hammered all the time.
And she gets admitted to a hospital where she's, first of all, why is she wearing pearls in the hospital?
Yeah. Well, she wears her stuff all the time because, you know, she's rich and that's and what she does.
And then the nurse gets her more alcohol.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's the sanitarium because that's how that's referred to, is like Jared sends her to the sanitarium.
They lock her in her room and stuff. And she's still forced. Drinking.
Yeah. She somehow still sneaks it in.
And she steals a car.
Steals a car. Crashes. Does all these crazy things. Ends up, you know. It just the whole, yeah, the whole spiel while she's pregnant. And I mean, and I guess we should, you know, address the pregnancy issue because she's, you know, JR is just womanizing.
Yeah.
Crazy man. And won't even touch her for the most part.
They need to have a baby.
There is a point. Yeah. And she wants to have a baby so that they want to have the first Ewing boy grandchild, of course. And I mean, at one point, like, I know they were fighting and then they did end up getting together, having the sex. It was a little risque because they were fighting. And then he's like, oh, this is what you want? And it was all like that. Yeah. I was like, okay. But then she ends up having an affair with the dreaded Cliff Barnes. So that
Pam's
happens.
Pam's brother, Cliff Barnes.
Yes.
Pam's the politician.
And then magically turns up pregnant.
And then she gets all weird on him. Like, well, then she's all stalky.
She got very stalkerish of Cliff. Yeah. And then JR's kind of like, how can you be 6 weeks along? I know when we've had sex. And so she's like, chances are it's yours. Chances are. And she's like, I've been just as faithful as you have been, my dear. Meaning exactly what, because she knows he's a cheater. So there's a whole spiel like that forever about how, you know, like, he's just like, oh, well, you know.
Because he needs that baby.
Yeah.
He knows it's not his baby, but he needs it.
Yeah. And I do have to cover the fact that in the, at South Fork, have you noticed how gigantic the beds are that JR and Sue Ellen and Bobby and Pam have?
It's like a king,
like a double king, I swear. Well, I just had to notice that because
they're rich.
Like, they are rich. But I'm like, where can I get one of these beds?
I think Bobby and Pam moved rooms, though. I don't know why they live there. Pam moves out for a little while because
that's right,
JR is being a jerk to her.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something with her brother, didn't he? Do something to her brother. I don't know.
They're always, yeah.
Oh, and when Bobby finds out that, because Sue Ellen tells Bobby that the baby is Cliff's. And so obviously Bobby thinks that, like, Cliff is not taking responsibility or something, or that he took advantage
of somebody
so
who
he
was,
goes over to Cliff's apartment and punches him in the face.
Yep. So then the only people who know about all of that is Pam, Bobby, and Sue Ellen.
Does Pam know?
Yeah, she finds
she
out,
too.
Oh,
she does on accident because Cliff didn't know that she didn't know.
That she didn't know. Yeah, because I think he knew
Bobby.
She didn't know that they knew. Assumed that Bobby would have told her.
And then there was the secretary who got killed.
Okay, yes. So, I'm a little ahead of you, Adela, so I'm trying to think of, like, what's exactly happening.
I'm just all over the place, but
yeah,
she's
let's
played
talk
by
about Julie, because that is
Ginger from
Ginger, yes.
Gilligan's Island.
Yes. So, Tina Louise, who played Ginger on Gilligan's Island, plays Julie. So, she's in the first year. She's JR's secretary, and they had been, like, having a relationship for years. And she's like, you could have married me. But, of course, she's just a secretary, I guess, at that point.
And also, she just wants his money.
Well, she's kind of, though, like,
I mean, she does get sad when he, like, doesn't return her affections, but also she is a gold digger.
And I guess they had a relationship early on, and then he ended up marrying, you know, Miss Texas, which is what you do. But she ends up betraying him when she left the first time because she gave away, like, red file secrets to Cliff.
Yes.
And then she disappeared. So when that happened, then all of a sudden she comes back into the picture. And what was weird is she starts, like, semi-dating Jock. She, like, shows up and she's like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're, like, going to lunch,
but
and she's doing.
He knows that that's what's going
on. No, but he felt unappreciated at the time. Oh, because he had a heart attack, right? And then Miss Ellie didn't want him to do anything.
Yes.
She was, like, hovering.
Yes.
So then Julie, like, makes him feel like a man.
And he's like, we're just friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're just friends. And I'm sure he just wanted the attention
he
and
did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know that he ever planned on sleeping with her.
No. And but he loves Miss Ellie, but he was money. Like, man, she, and yeah, he buys her a necklace. Oh. I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's all like, and you know, Bobby says something to JR, of course, and JR's like, well, you know, daddy, this, that, whatever.
I know, JR's like, yeah, that's how people are.
That's how we are, Bobby. You're just weird. So it's totally funny because, yeah.
And poor Miss Ellie, she knows what's going on. And then they have this talk where she's basically like, you know. Don't do this to me.
And get away from my husband to Julie. And then all of a sudden, Jock, what's going on? And but it turns out she has all this information again. And then these two guys that like work and deal with JR go to find her in her apartment because she has information. And she tries to run from them and, of course, runs to the roof because that's what you do. And they struggle because they're going to try to. Allegedly, we're probably going to try to just get her out of town or something, and she falls off the roof. Well, before all this, too, she had left a message for Cliff because she was going to give him information. And so then he gets arrested for her murder.
And then they have to go through all that and get him off.
But before she did all that, she sent a key in the mail. And you find out it goes to Cliff, and it's a safety deposit box. During his trial, Bobby goes to find out what this is, and this is like the red file that JR has, and it's all of these documents.
Pam just totally trusted Bobby to go do that. She was like she should have gone with him.
She knows, though. She knows Bobby's a good guy. Bobby
but isn't that guy. When she decided to leave South Fork?
Because of all that stuff happening. JR set him up and, everything, and she's just like, it's just too much, and there was so much, involved with that it was like... She really can't deal with all that crazy.
There's another person that guest starred on the show, Kate Mulgrew. She plays Red on Orange is the New Black.
Yes!
And she played the country singer who was dating Ray.
Garnet McGee?
Garnet, yes. And she was also in Star Trek The Next Generation, I think. But she's dating Ray, and then JR sees her, and he wants her, and he gets whatever he wants.
Of course.
So he, like, promises her a recording contract, but he needs so much of her time. You know what that means.
He totally breaks Ray's heart, and that makes me sad. Ray's such a, like, good guy.
He never makes out well. Everyone's JR doesn't like to see Ray happy.
No.
Ever.
JR doesn't want to see anybody happy but JR. So.
He has stolen, let's see, that means two of Ray's girlfriends have been stolen by Ewings. Pam and Garnet.
Right. And granted, Bobby didn't steal Pam.
Well, but still.
Yeah.
Poor Ray is like.
And he kind of says that too. I think he mentions that in that episode too. Like, first Pam and now, you know, whatever. And it's like, and it's true because he feels like, well, you know, here's me and I don't have any money. So then, of course, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, what can I do?
Yeah.
And the dynamic of like the Texas businessmen, they all call each other good old boys. They call all of the secretaries honey. Everyone calls them honey all the time.
Waitresses too.
I would be punching people. You do not call me honey. And nobody ever says please.
Darlin' also.
Yeah, darlin'. No one ever says please to any of them. They're like, get me this, darlin', get me that, whatever.
Me a cup of coffee.
And JR at one point tells Bobby that his wife is acting up and he needs to keep her in line. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And anytime Bobby says anything to JR about Sue Ellen, he's like, you stay out of my marriage, as if she's not part of the family. She's just, that's my wife. You don't talk to me about what I should do with my wife.
Right.
Like, very crazy.
Yes. And Bobby is just not taking care of his wife properly because she's got a mouth on her. And honey, please.
Yes. Is that okay? So in season two, is that where also Pam moves in with a friend temporarily, and is that JR sets up that whole spiel, gets her like in a compromising position with a guy who he's also trying to screw over, and they have a photographer on the patio,
right? She like the roommate brings the guy into Pam's room while Pam is sleeping,
right?
And JR, the photographer takes a picture,
and JR also owns the police basically.
Oh yeah,
he gets the police to do whatever he wants. So this woman has a previous history, I believe, of prostitution, and so the police pull her over and they're like, we're going to take you in. And she's like, for what? And he's like, you know, but you know, da da da. Well, maybe we can work something out. Right. And then JR talks to her and he's like, I can have that happen at any time. Mm-hmm. So he basically can get anybody arrested for anything at any time. And so he convinces this woman to set up Pam, even though they were friends. Mm-hmm. But of course, no, Bobby doesn't believe it. No one believes it. And it ends up coming back actually to bite JR in the butt because it brought them closer together. And then she ends up coming back to South Fork.
I swear, I can't stand JR, and every single episode I'm going, is he shot yet? Is he getting shot? I know he gets shot. I know when someone shoots it. This guy. When?
Is it the end of season two when Sue Ellen ends up in the car accident and she ends up in the hospital? Yes,
okay. She steals the car from the asylum or wherever she is, and she runs into a pole because mm-hmm. she's super wasted.
Yes.
And then she goes into labor. And all of the Ewings are at the hospital and they want to find, you know, they're like, and JR is super worried about her.
Yeah. At the very end, mm-hmm. he's very much like, he's freaking out. He's talking to Bobby and he's like, look at her. She is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, aw.
See, he does have feelings. He does. He just doesn't know how to use them.
Yeah.
So that's the cliffhanger at the end of season two is that she is in the hospital and she hasn't had the baby yet. I believe.
If you're saying that, because I'm very far ahead of you in the process.
I swear she hasn't had the baby.
I think or you're maybe correct. She has, no, that is the cliffhanger.
It's possible she has had the baby.
She either has it, but you don't really know it. Like, she's in that very last episode, I think she does have the baby, but she's still
hurt. I know that that they don't know if she's going to be okay.
Right, right.
But he does love her, and he's very sad.
He does.
I don't anticipate that changing JR in any way, shape, or form.
You have no idea, man. How it ends up changing soon enough.
But oh, my goodness.
So much goes on in that season, and but season three, so many things.
You brought me season three today, and I have to watch it.
Binge watch it so we can talk about it some more.
I'm so excited.
And in season two, well, you know, there's things I have, like, random things written down, and I don't know if they actually happened in season two or season three, right. So maybe I shouldn't even mention
Throw them at me. If they didn't, we'll just come out.
Does Pam have her second miscarriage in season two?
No.
Oh, crap. Okay, then. Sorry.
Where are you?
Sorry. Oh, no, and I know this one didn't have, so I can't say that either. Oh, okay.
I can tell you what is happening in season two.
Okay.
JR is starting to put moves on Sue Ellen's sister.
Kristen,
who is a different person in one episode and then another.
She's played by three different actresses. Okay,
because I was very confused. I was like, wait, who's this? And then they were like, hey, Kristen.
Okay, so now that you're telling me that, so he's putting the movie, so she's played by Mary Crosby.
Okay.
And that's who she ends up being going forward. Very prominent role. Mm-hmm. They end up by the way, she's the daughter of Bing Crosby. I had no idea of that until
crazy.
I looked it up.
Didn't he have a lot of daughters?
No. Actually, I think there was, like, when I looked that up, I swear it was like it's like her and a brother and maybe one other sister.
I thought he had a bunch of kids.
Oh.
I'll have to look into that.
But yeah, she becomes very, very, very prominent character.
He's starting to put the moves on her. And she's like in high school because she says something about going to the prom or something.
Well, she's supposed to be way younger. She's literally like right at, she's like 18-ish, I believe, at this time. Because she was significantly younger than Sue Ellen, and she was supposed to be.
And her goal is to catch a JR.
Yes, their mother trained them both that way to be like, you're going to find yourself
and
a JR.
And she hates Sue Ellen. And Sue Ellen is like, why are we friends? And Kristen's just like, I
straight
hate
up
you.
Like, no, don't like you. And that relationship really deteriorates.
That's terrible.
Going forward. So, yeah. I did want to talk about an interesting fact, though, that I learned. I went and looked up, like, how old everybody is in real life. Larry Hagman is 9 years younger than Barbara Bel Geddes, who plays his mom, Miss Ellie. So in real life, she's 9 years older than him.
Well, she doesn't look very old.
No. And I always kind of wondered that because I was like, oh, she, you know, is like this. And then Lucy was like, you know, early on, like making out with Ray and doing that whole spiel.
And she was a teenager.
And she was supposed to be a teenager, you know, and he's like, whatever. But in real life, they're only 8 years difference, too.
So I don't know how difference, old, but
I don't know how old Ray is supposed to be, because he has gray hair.
Yeah.
But they always kind of refer to him as being young. And actually, they're at a bar one time, and he's there with Jock and some of those guys. Uh-huh. So somebody refers to him as the youngster, but he's with Jock.
and he has gray
people his age. And so I'm like, oh, he would be the youngster, because he's probably 40.
But the actress was a teenager when she started the show, yeah. when she was well, making
she
was, out with Ray.
She was 20, and she but was she was supposed to be like 16 or 17. I don't know. Actually, she couldn't even really drive, so yeah, she was supposed to be like 16.
Lucy is always out tanning all the time, and she never gets any color.
Gets tan. Sue Ellen as well.
Yeah.
And kind of Pam. They're always out by the pool.
Never get any color, but she's always like, I'm going to go out and get a tan. Well, really, are you still trying? Because it's clearly not working.
It's not working for you.
Can anybody who, like, is obsessed with Dallas just send us, like, an email or something?
Yeah.
And we just want to hear from obsessed Dallas people.
And make sure there's people out there just like us.
I can't get it out of my head. I've never watched this show ever before. And it just, like, seeps into my brain. It does. And it affects my whole life. So, thanks a lot, Natalie.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing. And that, it's to be continued. Episode by, or season by season, I guess. Yes. We'll update you. And I have to catch Rebecca up so she can watch
three.
She needs to watch three. I'm already into four, so
you gotta slow down.
I do have to slow
down.
Come
on now, and I'm gonna make you watch Simon and Simon. You have no choice.
I will.
It's my favorite drama. Is it a drama? It's my favorite drama. Is it a drama? Time.
No, Dallas is not your favorite drama.
No, and Dallas is a primetime soap opera.
Okay, that's true. There's a difference, right?
Let's wrap up Dallas.
Okay, wrap it up. Ba, 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 ba,
ba, na, na, na. We can't sing every theme song. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.